This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And again, to the right of me, we have our little Stephanie Joy. Folks, we want to, first of all, give a high five to WRMI Miami, Florida, who just picked us up this week. We had another network pick us up last week. And we just want to thank you for your trust. And obviously, we can do this together. We realize that. And we thank God that you realize that as well. So, again, WRMI Miami, Florida, just picked up the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Now, folks, just in case you didn't know, we want you to know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, and, of course, the patriots that the globalists despise. We all know who those are, because we just go over to the pedophile, Mr. Henry Kissinger, who said those that resist the New World Order, they are the terrorists. We've talked about this so much in the past, but I just love exposing these clowns for what they really are. Let not the joke be put back on you, friends. We need to deal with these criminals, and criminals they are. Wanted to welcome you to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook page, Bradley Dean. Folks, we just did an article on Joel Osteen praises Obama as a Christian. I'm going to play this for you in just a couple of minutes here. But interestingly enough, we posted this last night, and the response was incredible. 89,000 responses.
If you need a good, you know, blood boiling, just go ahead and listen to it. It'll really help liven up your, well, get your juices going this morning. It's so,
Yeah, we'll show it, you know, we'll show you what you mean. Actually, we'll show the people what you mean in just a couple of minutes here. But aside of that, friends, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. That article, Joel Osteen praises Obama as a Christian. Isn't it interesting how it's permissible and acceptable when they're all there to praise Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, the little ventriloquist himself? Isn't that interesting how that works?
It's
But if it was, you know, any other way, if we did it in a lawful sense, the American people would be all standing back saying, oh, we can't do that. Oh, no, friends, just here to reassure you, you can do that, and that's why we're here. Check us out on our Twitter account, BradleyDean1. Phone lines will be accessible for the next 2 hours. I didn't say 1 hour. I said 2 hours. You have us with you. Again, friends, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Why don't we just kick the show off really quick and just kind of get your blood boiling, as Stephanie just shared with you a moment ago. And this will help you understand why that is. Well, I'll let Joe tell you, okay, because he's such a loving heretic. Here we go, friends. All right. We're trying to play Joel Osteen, and for some reason, we don't have it connected, and that would be my bad. So that makes that my blood boil.
No blood boiling. All right. Now we have it connected. Okay, hold on.
It's been one of those days. You ready? Here we go.
Comes to you hypothetically, it may have happened, and says, you know, I really want to reelect President Obama, but I've heard he's a Muslim. And in fact, in that Pew survey that came out not that long ago, 18% of folks say he's really a Muslim. What do you say to that congregant?
Well, I would tell them that I've been with the president at the Easter breakfasts, not 5 feet away from him, heard him talk about his faith, talk about redemption, talk about salvation. And, you know, I just believe in all my heart that he's a Christian. He says he is. Again, I wouldn't try to push people away. I mean, if, you know, that's just the opposite of what we're supposed to do. And so I would encourage him in that.
Does that not make you mad?
I don't know if it's just me or not, but I thought it was the preacher's job to slay sin, as Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said. And I thought it was our job to actually drive men to the foot of the cross, not to draw men unto ourselves. We're to drive them to the foot of the cross by the use of the law, which it can do no more, where you put your faith and trust through godly repentance, a work of the Holy Ghost, John 16, who comes to, well, it says in John 16 that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And most people in this country that profess to be Christians, they don't even know what sin is.
Yeah, first of all, I got to go back to Mr. Olsing here. He just ticks me off, for a better word.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, I thought Joey was your favorite.
I'd
like to sit down with him and say, listen, I mean, for a better way of saying it, stupid, for dull and insensible is what that word means. I'd say, listen, stupid, what does the Bible say that you know a man by? What he says? No. You know a man by his fruits, what he does. You're supposed to judge a man by his fruits. I can say all day long I'm something, and if my actions do not go along with what I've said, then I'm not it.
Exactly opposite as to the way Jesus said that you were to judge a man. Men judge men by now what they say rather than by what they do.
He can say he's a Christian until he's blue in the face. He can say it 10,000 times. He can shout it from the rooftops when a man is for abortion, for killing the unborn, when he's lying. Lies. He's a thief. I mean, you could go down the whole list of commandments, broken, and yet, I believe, you know, he's a Christian. I mean, he says he is. I mean, what does the Bible say? Do you even read that thing?
Well,
I mean,
we just heard his wife a couple weeks ago, we heard his wife actually talk about how praise and worship is done for yourself. It doesn't have anything to do with God.
When you're praising God, you're not really doing it for him. You're doing it for yourself. Because, I mean, you're not doing it for God. I mean, because God wants you to be happy. You're doing it for yourself. It's like, what are you, your own idol? Are you your own God now?
Yeah, well, again, you know, if the Bible doesn't teach us to die to ourselves, it teaches absolutely nothing. D.L. Moody rightly said that, the great Chicago preacher. And when you look in Scripture, that's exactly what you see. It's not about us, it's about him. Well, actually, us becoming a part of him. We're written epistles for all men to read, but we have to be yielded vessels to receive power from on high, to be used by a work of faith and with power, that men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 2:5. But going over to 1 Timothy 4, speaking to Mr. Joey Osteen here, the Bible says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience," that means with knowledge, "seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain," so on and so forth. And then he goes on and on and on. It also talks about how the false prophets, they say peace, peace, when there is no peace. And isn't it interesting how the president of the United States, CNN, whose ratings couldn't be any lower than a snake's belly. As a matter of fact, the president of CNN quit about a year and a half ago because their ratings were so bad. But isn't it interesting how they just gather these baser sorts to high-five the Joker in the White House?
That will go along with what they're doing.
Totally. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to come back to this very topic. If you'd like to call in, you can. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to play this piece for you really quick here again. Joel Osteen, basically gives Barack Obama a bump right before the midterms here. So I'll just let him say it for himself, and well, you go ahead and listen to this heretic for himself.
Hypothetically, it may have happened. It says, you know, I really want to reelect President Obama, but I've heard he's a Muslim. And in fact, in that Pew survey that came out not that long ago, 18% of folks say he's really a Muslim. What do you say to that congregant?
Well, I would tell them that I've been with the president at the Easter breakfasts, not 5 feet away from him, heard him talk about his faith, talk about redemption, talk about salvation. And, you know, I just believe in all my heart that he's a Christian. He says he is. Again, I wouldn't try to push people away. I mean, if, you know, that's just the opposite of what we're supposed to do. And so I would encourage him in that.
I would encourage. Oh my goodness! Yeah, I was in a punching bag in the studio.
How was Jesus betrayed? I say this respectfully.
With a kiss.
That's exactly right, and that's all these jokers do is kiss the public, and the people believe what they say. Isn't it a fact that when we look in Scripture, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 27, where he says, "Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed." Doesn't it say faithful are the wounds of a friend? Doesn't it say that concerning friendships and how we're to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we're exhorted and edified in the faith, that iron sharpens iron?
Yep.
You know, when I go to Scripture in 2 Timothy 3, it says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, breakers, false accusers, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. From such, turn away."
Yep.
And now it goes on to say, "For of this sort are they which crept into houses and led captive silly women laden with sins, and men, might I add, led away with diverse lusts." He's appealing to the lusts of the flesh, friends. He's not reproving them or exposing them by the use of the law, Romans 3:20. And the Bible says, because they don't listen to the word of God, namely the law of God, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Janus and Jamborees withstood Moses, who's the lawgiver? God is through who? The dispensation came through Moses. So do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate, that means they have no understanding or they lack judgment. God's hand is not upon them concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be made manifest unto all men as there was also. Okay? Then it goes on. All scripture is God-breathed. Listen carefully, friends. Paul said, yeah, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men shall, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them of, and that form a child you have known the Holy Scriptures speaking forth, Paul, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, liberation from sin, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now listen, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, do you see these men through their false doctrine, reproof? Do you see where they correct? Do you see where they instruct in righteousness, friends? No, because they walk not in the light. And the reason they don't is Scripture tells us in Isaiah 8, verse 20, it says, if they walk not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. Yeah. There's no light in these people, friends. And when you begin to understand what this criminal administration is doing, he's taking the baser sort that agree with what he says rather than calling him out for what he does. That is the opposite of what a Holy Ghost-filled preacher does. He slays sin. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Hosea that God sent forth his prophets to slay sin. Not to patty cake with it, not to play with it. And at every turn, these heretics, the Joe Osteens of the world, friends, there's no correction. There's no instructions in righteousness. There's no reproof. You want to know why? Because there's no cross. Therefore, if there's no cross, they don't understand law, judgment, mercy, and faith. Read Matthew 23 when you get a moment. But it's because they don't understand Scripture. They are out there telling people that they are saved, when in fact, friends, it's not their job to do that. That's the Holy Ghost's job to do that. The Holy Ghost bears witness to what? Those that stay to his word. That's why there's no power. That's why the world is laughing at these people. These men, they're not hated by the world. They're loved by the world. And woe unto you, and all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. This guy is a joke. Folks, you can read three chapters of the Bible and you can call him out for what he is. And yet this is what the state-run media is willing to put up in the face of the people. Look what Joey said. Look at Joey said. Look at Joey said. But yet it was Jesus that said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of these scribes and these Pharisees, you'll not inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah,
they don't know trials and tribulations. They don't know persecutions. I was just reading the book of Acts the other day, and I'm actually finishing it up tonight here. And it's interesting that the disciples were exhorted to continue on in the faith. Through many trials and tribulations, do they enter into the kingdom of heaven? What's interesting is the scripture that precedes that. Paul was just stoned by a bunch of Pharisees. You know, why do we take things out of context and then we try to appease them? It reminds me of Mark Twain when he said, the only problems that I have is not the scriptures that I do know, I'm sorry. The problem that I have is the scriptures that I do know.
Yeah, what's so sad and sick about the whole thing is that people follow a guy like Joel Osteen in droves. I mean, his church is, what, the biggest in the United States that doesn't even have a cross in it. So when you're looking at a man who is praising Obama and saying that he is a Christian when he is the most pro-abortion, pro-murder president we've ever had.
Oh, I believe with all my heart, though, sister.
Yeah, all the scandals in his administration, all the times he has lied to the public.
Nobody is a Christian.
Like I said, first segment, going straight down the commandments. How in the world can you believe anything else this guy says? First of all, when you go to Scripture, the Lord says that he hates hands that shed innocent blood. The commandments say, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not lie. When you're going even down the list of things, you have to understand and say, my goodness, how can this guy, except for Will real Christians should be blind.
Oh, by the way, here's a positive, okay?
Yep.
Out of the 89,000 people that went to that article yesterday on sonsoflibertymedia.com on my personal Facebook,
yep.
I didn't see one positive comment.
Yep.
So, but again, friends, see this? Now, there was 893 comments, I believe. I didn't see one positive comment. But here again is the state-run media trying to sideswipe you into believing what they promulgate, what they promote. People are not for what he is promoting. The only people that are going to that guy's church are those that don't know what the scriptures
say. That's exactly right.
And they want to be appeased in their sin.
That's exactly right.
And yet the wrath of God abides upon them.
And that's what I was going to say is people, what they do is they look at the Bible. They know what the Bible says. And the Bible does not negotiate. The Bible gives you thou shalt
not. Commandments.
It tells you what the Bible states about homosexuality being an abomination, okay?
Yeah, but isn't it interesting? The Bible tells us, but what did Joey say?
That was exactly where I was going. My point is, people know what the Bible says, but they try to bypass the Bible to go around their conscience, which God gave every man, woman, and child. Your conscience means with knowledge. That means that when you tell a lie, that's why you feel bad, because you feel conviction of the Holy Ghost. But what happens is people say,
taught today that that's the devil, when in fact, that's the furthest thing from the truth. The devil doesn't want you going to the cross. Just ask Peter. Remember when Peter said to Jesus, when Jesus was talking about going up to Jerusalem? To be crucified into the hands of sinners, the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Gentiles. You remember what Peter said to him? Far be it that you go to the cross, Jesus. And Jesus looked at him, turned and called him Satan. And he said, you savor the things that be of men, not of God.
That's right.
And he rebuked him in front of everybody. And that's exactly what Scripture tells us we're supposed to do, that others also may fear.
That's right. And going back to what I was saying is people, they know homosexuality is wrong. They know all these different things are wrong. But you know what they do is they try to bypass the Bible and say, well, Joel Osteen said this. Or the Pope's now saying that.
Yep.
Or they'll go to any Tom, Dick, or Harry, any person who says they're a pastor.
Except Christ.
Exactly right.
The rock of offense.
And the word of God. And they'll bypass their conscience by saying, well, you know, Joe. They'll prop these people up. Any minister, any quote-unquote man-made minister, not God-ordained minister. Anyone who will spew forth what they want to spew forth, their propaganda, their lies.
What they'll
put them
hear,
up
Jeff.
In front of the people so everyone can hear them and see them and say, see, well, Joel Osteen said this, or the Pope said this, or...
Well, Joey said it's got... If Joey said it, it's got to be true.
Mr. Sharpton, I mean, you look at all these people.
If Joel Osteen said it, it's got to be true.
Yeah, I
got to
understand that when you stand before God on Judgment Day, it's
Joey
not you and Joel
Osteen,
it's you and Jesus Christ and the word that you have in front of your face every single day in America, and that's what you're going to be held accountable to.
But I fear that most people could write damnation on top of their Bible, Stephanie, because of so much dust. In other words, they haven't read it.
That's right.
Folks, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about Joey Osteen here. I don't need to go into all the atrocities and the crimes that this administration has actually committed against the American people. I do want to let you know, because I haven't even told you this stuff, but interestingly enough, we have a friend who is a former CIA agent, and he's coming forth. He just wrote a book. I believe it was one of the New York Times bestsellers. Interestingly enough, he just texted us right before the radio show and told us that it's as plain as the nose on your face concerning Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
He's a covert Muslim. Well, the fact of the matter is he's not covert.
Yep.
When he said he was the most transparent administration that we've ever had in this country, it's exactly right if you're paying attention to his fruit.
Yep, exactly.
And that's all you have to do is pay attention to what he's doing, and obviously we can know him and call him out for who he really is.
Yeah, and one more thing on this topic, and then we can switch if you'd like to, but I'm just thinking of, you know, if you say that you love someone and yet you don't feed them, you don't clothe them, you don't take care of them, you don't take time to listen to them, you can say that you love someone all day long, but it's not true. How does someone know that they're loved? Well, 1 John 3:18 says, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. By your actions," as George Washington rightfully said, "deeds, not words." So when you're looking at anyone, whether it be the administration or anybody, you know them by their fruits. There are lots of people out there that call themselves Christian that can't keep their word to save their life. There are people out there that say they're Christians, but they don't stand for anything. There are people that say they're Christians, and they do exactly the same thing as the world does. You can say it till you're blue, but look at me. You can go to church every Sunday. You can go to a Bible study. You can hold a prayer meeting and still not be a Christian.
That's right.
You can, when your heart is...
You know what? Let me interject, though, because you're saying a lot there. Just over the last couple of days, I've seen all these... You know, these Christians out there on my Facebook, and it's interesting. I just kind of dabble around a little bit and start noticing that they're actually, they're celebrating Sohan, I mean, they're celebrating Halloween,
yep.
And they're calling it All Saints Day.
Yeah, like witches and devils.
Again, so, yeah, that's exactly right. So, in other words, again, we're seeing that the culture's changing the church, but what they do, instead of actually empowering themselves by the Holy Ghost through prayer, what they do is they succumb to what the world's doing, and then they just rename it.
Yep.
What a sick testimony. What an upside-down testimony, right? So, anyways, interestingly enough, we talked about that yesterday. If you'd like to hear that, you can go ahead and get the podcast. But as you were saying...
Well, I was just saying, you can tell people until you're blue. Just because I go into a garage doesn't make me a car.
That's right.
Because I park myself there. I could say it all day long.
Yeah.
You know a man by their fruits. It's
Billy,
so simple.
That was Billy Sunday. You're using ostentatious erudition, but that's okay. We all.
I really try to kind of debase myself to make your light shine.
Everybody
brighter.
Does that with me, and every once in a while, I'll use it too. But it comes from Christ, anyways.
Right.
But interestingly enough, Charles Finney, one of the Great Awakening preachers from the 1700s, I remember when he first got saved, I read his biography and his testimonial. And I remember when he said that he went into the church, the people gathered around him, and they actually wanted to pray for him. And he said, why would I want you to pray for me when you yourself don't get answers to your prayers?
Yeah.
Of course.
You know, in most cases,
you ain't got the stuff, so why are you telling everybody you got to give when you ain't got nothing to give?
That's right. And, you know, and this is sad, too. And you actually just had a meeting. You were meeting with someone this week. It's amazing how when you sit down with people who do not claim to be Christians, in fact, they would be, you know, straight heathens, they know more and understand more and keep their word better than most professed Christians do. In fact, we had a guy who supported the ministry. Actually, he still does. And he runs a business. And he said that he'd always watch out whenever he would get checks that had the fish symbol on it, because he would always look at those because they weren't consistent checks. They would bounce or whatever the case was. But it's amazing how many times you deal with Christians and they'll say, I wouldn't say professed Christians because they're not truly Christians. They'll say, well, Christians aren't perfect. They're just forgiven. And you got to have grace for me not keeping my word and calling you 10,000 times.
That's why they're writing bad checks, because they don't understand grace. They've never been converted.
Right. They don't keep their word.
They need to be converted again.
That's right.
And again. And again and again and again. They're mushroom converts, said George Whitfield.
Right. And you say, well, people backslide. Listen, if you backslide, you haven't even slid forward to begin with in the first place. So when you're looking at, and I don't care where you are, you know, most churches that you can go in today, you would just be disgusted. In fact, some of you probably go to churches where you just cannot stand it, but you think, well, I got no place else to go, and my kids like it here.
That's baloney, too. Yeah. That's baloney, too. Well, you know, I got to go to church, you know. You know, I know he's not preaching what needs to be preached. Well, then why are you supporting him? Why are you allowing that to fall upon your ears and your family's ears?
That's right.
You're accepting it because it's in you to accept it.
That's right. And last time I checked, I don't believe that the church was an actual building. I believe that we are the body of Christ. So if Christ be in you, guess what? You can have church at home. You can sit down with your family and be the leader of your family. If you say, well, I don't really like what the pastor says, and it's not really biblical and lining up with Scripture, well, then sit down at home, and why don't you teach your family, and why don't you teach your children, and why don't you bring forth the Word of God? You can have church right in your home.
You know, and just because, just now that we're on this topic, I've said that for years. I've been in ministry for 20 years now. And it's interesting, even the closest people that I've had with me in ministry, they all, you know, they would agree with everything you're saying, and they would, you know, try to do the things that you were doing, but they just didn't have the stuff. It's because they never heard a thing that you said. And interestingly enough, when they're no longer with you, they go out and they're made manifest.
Right.
It just as it talks about it in 1 John 2. It's because they weren't of us. They don't understand what we're talking about when we're talking about conversion and sanctification and consecration and the witness of the Holy Ghost. They think you're just like way out there, when in fact I'm sitting here looking at it like, dude, you don't understand this?
Right.
I thought you said you were a Christian. Where's your testimony? And it's interesting, too, when you get a bunch of false converts, you know what they'll do? They'll talk about how bad they were rather than how good Christ was and is.
Yeah, they glory in how bad
they were.
Oh, I did this and I did that. And it's like, okay.
Oh, I remember on my deathbed. I remember on my deathbed, I called out to the Lord and he saved me. I'm not saying he didn't. I'm not saying he didn't answer, but I'm just kind of curious to know a couple years later why you go back to your vomit like a dog does.
That's right.
Or a sow to his mire. It's interesting. If you've been saved from something, then what are you saved for? Oh, you haven't got that far. That's right. Because you ain't led of the Spirit of the Most High God. Why? Because Scripture tells us that when we're dead to sin, if Christ be in you, you're dead to sin. You're dead to self, but you're alive to righteousness. For as many you're led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. But what comes in between those two scriptures, my friend? Line upon line, precept upon precept. But we have mortified the deeds of the flesh. Why have we done that? Because going back over to not Romans 8 where I'm at right now, but going back to Romans 6, we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. Oh, because you love, you obey. That's exactly the motive. And it's the very thing the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Ghost, leads us to do, is to obey and emulate the Christ that has gone before us, to the one that said straight and narrow and difficult the way is the way. And let me tell you something, friends, straight and narrow and difficult is the way.
That's right. And when you're giving your testimony, you shouldn't be giving it like you're proud of what you used to be and all the sins and violations against God. You should be ashamed of what you've done.
I was, man, I'm telling you, when I put up so much cocaine up in my face, I just didn't know how my nose could carry it. You go on, girl. Praise Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, brother. Oh, yeah. Like, instead of being ashamed of it.
You should be ashamed of it.
You're boasting in
it. That's right. And you're glorying in it rather than glorying in, listen, I was a sinner saved by grace and meaning it with the fruit of your actions and knowing what Christ did for you on the cross. And I also want to go back to
the glory of
Christ.
Amen.
Not to the glory of yourself. Yes. And I also want to go back to something you were saying earlier about how you can have people with you, and what they'll do is, for a season, if their hearts aren't truly converted, they'll become chameleons. They'll learn to reform their habits or suppress certain things, but the root, as far as the root of sin, has not fully been pulled from their heart. So that's, you can take and chop out the branches all day long, but until you deal with the root of the problem, which is your heart being converted, when you leave the area, when you're with Christians, you'll be Christ-like. When you're with your worldly friends, you'll be just like them. When you're with these other people, you're just like them.
And you know what's sick about it is they justify themselves when they go back to their vomit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They justify what they do and how they do it. And the fact of the matter is they don't realize they got mud all over their face. And they're walking around justifying how bad Christianity really was, or the preacher really was, or the individual really was that was following Christ. No, the bottom line is you just exposed yourself for who you really are. You ain't got the stuff. If you're born of the Spirit, guess what you'll do? You'll do the things of the Spirit, because we're born not of the will of the flesh, but of the will of the Spirit. Read John 6 when Jesus turned around and looked at the multitudes that followed him and said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no partaking with me whatsoever.
Yep.
Well, the Bible said that the disciples that followed him, well, it offended many, and many of them said it was just too hard to hear. But he turned to Peter and to the disciples, and he said, will you also go? Yep. And Peter looked up at him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of life.
That's right.
He knew he had no place to go but to him, because he tasted and seen that the Lord is good.
And to those that do go, Scripture says, well, they went out from us because they were not of us. So Peter knew, I can't go anyplace else. There's no one but you, Lord. There's no place else. There's nowhere I want to be. I want to be right here. There's nothing else outside of you. Why? He said that because he knew where his life was found. When people leave and they can easily go away and they can, not stay, it's because their hearts were never truly united with Christ in the first place.
And if they are united with Christ, it doesn't mean they have to stay. When they leave, they also go out and serve, or they start their own ministry.
They continue in the faith.
Right. Here, let me give you an analogy really quick. There was a great orator, a speaker, who came into a city to do a speech. And throughout his entire discourse, it was quite obvious that he had a very strong knowledge of the Word of God, and it seemed to have an eloquence like none other. Yet there was a problem with this man's doctrine, for he did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When he completed his discourse, he asked if anyone had any questions, because he was quite sure that he could give the right answer. Well, a man in the crowd raised his hand. The speaker then said, sir, do you have a question? The man stood to his feet, pulled out an apple out of his pocket, took a small bite of the apple, and proceeded to ask the speaker his question. Sir, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that you're a great speaker. Then, taking another bite of the apple, the man said, you, sir, know what to say, how to say it, and have such a knowledge of the Word of God. But the question that I have for you is this. Is the apple in my hand, is it sour or sweet? The speaker, confounded with the man's question, said, sir, I don't know if that apple you're eating is sour or sweet, for I've never tasted of that apple. The man then said in reply, neither have you tasted of my Jesus. Psalm 34:8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Sons of Liberty Media.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers, but one of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with this Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Did you guys like that analogy? Because I did. I guess I totally understood what he was saying. Well, here, let me read it to you one more time because I know I was kind of cruising on that one. There was a great orator, a speaker who came into a city to do a speech, and throughout his entire discourse, it was quite obvious that he had a very strong knowledge of the Word of God and seemed to have an eloquence like none other. Yet there was a problem with this man's doctrine, for he did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when he completed his discourse, he asked anybody if they had any questions, because he was quite sure that he could give the right answer. Well, a man in the crowd raised his hand. The speaker then said, "Sir, do you have a question?" The man stood to his feet, pulled an apple out of his pocket, took a small bite out of the apple, and proceeded to ask the speaker his question. "Sir, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that you're a great speaker." Then, taking another bite of the apple, the man said, "You, sir, know how to say it. You know how to do it. You have such a knowledge of the Word of God. But the question that I have for you is this. Is the apple in my hand sour or sweet?" Well, the speaker, confounded with this man's question, said, "Sir, I don't know if that apple that you are eating is sour or sweet, for I've never tasted of that apple." The man then said in reply, "Neither have you tasted of my Jesus." And how many people profess that they know Christ and they walk not accordingly because they've never tasted to see that the Lord is good? Psalm 34:8.
You know, that reminds me of when you look at a World War II veteran. You know, you look at people like the Band of Brothers who fought against Hitler and his whole regime. And then you look at the World War II historian. When the historian just talks all about war, like just like he was
there. Sound like the professors in college.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they know it, or the professed Christians. Yeah, I know. I can tell you about this.
Yeah.
Something like that recently happened to me, too. And I can tell you about this and that. And then you talk to the veteran. The guy who can, it's hard for him to even speak because he's so watery-eyed, and it's hard for him to express what's even going on because of what he saw and because of his experience. The true veteran is a guy who puts his hand in front of his mouth, you know, shaking because he can barely utter the words of what he saw and how he lost his buddies and what it was like for him. The veteran is the guy who has the experience, who has the heart, who's actually experienced what he's talking about. And you can tell because there's testimony, there's a witness of the Spirit when he talks. The historian knows everything and yet knows nothing because he doesn't really know by experience what it's like to be in that war. And the true Christian is one that doesn't have to yap his gums off. It doesn't have to wear an I Love Jesus t-shirt and a What Would Jesus Do bracelet so the world can know that they're a Christian. No, a true Christian you will know by the fruits. You will know because they are obedient to the commandments of God. The love of God is shed abroad in their heart by their actions, and everyone can see it. They keep their word. They're consistent. People who say, oh, yeah, I'm this and that, well, chances are when they have a big talk, they have a very small, small walk.
Oh, big time. And
yeah,
that's what you see over and over and over again. Go to 2 Corinthians 7 with me really quick, friends. We're just kind of going line upon line, precept upon precept. And Paul said in verse 8, he said, for though I made you sorry with the letter, I do not repent, though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle, the letter, hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. He goes on, now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance towards God. Going to the book of Acts, we preach repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ. Going back to 2 Corinthians 7, verse 9. Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance, for you were made sorry after a godly manner that you might receive damage by us and nothing. In other words, you're sorry for violating God's moral law, Exodus 20. Listen to the fruit of it. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Oh, you know, I went to Jesus because my girlfriend, she left me. Oh, I went to Jesus because I didn't have any more money. Oh, I went to Jesus because I was broke up in here. Oh, really? No. When we're talking about the poor, you know, Isaiah 60, 61 there, you know. Now, Jesus talked about in Luke 4, you know, the poor in spirit. Isn't it interesting that poor in spirit means to be destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ? You might want to do a little homework on you modern converts today so you can understand scripture up in here. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let me go on. This is the fruit of someone that has truly repented for his sins. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, liberation from sin, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. That's why they go back to their sin, friends. They were never born of the Spirit. For behold, this selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, listen to the fruit of repentance in a man that is born of the Spirit, John 3:3. Okay? What carefulness it wrought in you.
That's right.
Oh, interesting. Is that what David said when he said, Lord, you know, thy word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Huh. Yeah, that's what that means. What carefulness it wrought in you to walk in the fear of the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. The Lord leads in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Oh, thou shalt not judge. Nope, false convert. False convert, doesn't understand scripture. That's exactly right. We are to judge with righteous judgments, friends.
Yep.
Just ask Jesus, who didn't come to abrogate the law, Matthew 5. Going back, what fruit is in the heart of a man born of the Spirit? Well, what carefulness it wrought in you. Yeah, what clearing of yourselves through the blood of Jesus Christ that you would not offend the majesty on high. Yeah, what indignation. Indignation towards what? Sin. The sin that put Christ up on the cross. See, when we look at the blood of Christ, we understand that that's the great sin killer. We preach out against what put Christ up on the cross. right? Yeah, what fear? The fear of the Lord, a filial fear, not diabolical. Diabolical is the beginning stages of the Spirit of Christ coming about to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment to bring godly conversion. Oh, and you approved yourselves to be clear in this matter, he said. And then he goes on, he says, what zeal, 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 and what revenge.
So
that's the fruit of a man that's born of the Spirit. Revenge upon what? That put my Christ up on the cross.
Yeah, and zeal. So zeal would mean that you're adamant about the things of Christ, and you're adamant about seeking and saving that which is lost. So many times you see professed Christians.
Oh, no. Hang on a second. I remember when I first got saved, not too many years ago, back in the day, about 18, 19, 20 years ago up in here. Mm-hmm. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
And I remember when I was like a little kid that was constantly sucking on the bottle of the Word of God, the sincere milk of the Word, as Scripture tells us in the book of Hebrews. And I always was right. As a matter of fact, I'd wake up in the morning and when I would do my work so I could pay my rent and eat, I would rush home so I could be in the Word. And it's the only time I ever felt right. And the Bible says that let your conversation become the gospel of Jesus Christ. I wasn't forcing myself to want to talk about God all the time and Scripture all the time. It was an issue of the heart. The Word kept flowing out of my heart because that's where the Spirit resides now. That's where the kingdom of heaven resides, within, not without. And I remember a guy said to me, you know what, I called a meeting with Pastor so-and-so, and I want to sit down because I'm really tired of every time we talk, it's always the Word, the Word, the Word. I was a brand new Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just an attack is what it was.
Right.
And it was like, you know what, dude, you better back up. All right, because you're going to get one of those backhands and you're not going to like it. And at that point in my life, I would have did just that.
A freshly converted Christian.
Yes, I was going to freshly convert him with my right hook.
That's right.
And so we went and sat down with this pastor dude, very prophetic dude. And he's still in my life today, as a matter of fact. And interestingly enough, he started his yap. And pastor looked at him and his face got red. I'll never forget this. And he started to rebuke the joker. And he said, that's exactly what a man that's born of the Spirit would do. And he started to rebuke this dummy. I mean, that guy was in my life no further than we got out of that meeting. It was all over. It's like, dude, something wrong with you, dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And
can you imagine a true Christian being angry that another Christian is speaking about the Word of God all the time?
Oh,
I mean,
my
that,
goodness. What
that
an
adds
offense.
Up.
What an offense.
Yeah,
you know?
Seriously. Can you imagine a Christian being upset that you are actually
Well, the Bible tells
the
us
Bible?
In the book of Peter that it's a stumbling block to the disobedience.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
That's exactly
that a true
what
Christian?
It was. The only argument against the Bible is what? An unholy life. And that's exactly what I was dealing with.
That's exactly right. When you look at it and you say, oh, my goodness. I mean, when you look at the fruit of people, and that's when you know that you can tell if they're truly converted or if they're unconverted, what they do, not what they say. And I just want to say, too, as well, for those of you who are listening and say, listen, I want to support what you guys are doing, please check out our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go on sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can make a donation. Keep in mind, we cannot do what we do without the support of others. People tell us all the time.
No, we can't.
We're so glad that you're out there. Well, we're glad we're out here, too, but we need to be able to have support
Not
to
always.
Sustain us being out there. And we appreciate everyone who does give and who is a son and daughter of Liberty. We sincerely appreciate your support. And if you are not yet a son or daughter of Liberty, we've got some new radio shows and radio stations. Please do check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of Liberty today.
We wanted to tell you, too, thank you very much for making us the number one radio show on Saturday through Genesis Communication Networks, friends. We just wanted to tell you that. We're going to take a quick break here if you'd like to call in. Hour two coming up right on the other side. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. pills, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.